Good morning.
We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, we talked about it yesterday. It has happened. President Trump has signed an order flanked by coal miners undoing policies to fight climate change. I was listening to a report this morning on the BBC. A number of experts talking about it being tied up in the courts for years, as we see a number of states responding, including New York.
Well, David, Trump believes that everything revolves around his election victory. We see him referring to Ford opening new factories and saying in Michigan, and we love Michigan. And of course, that's where he won his election. So he keeps going back to this. Now, he made a promise. He said he's going to bring coal back. It would be a disaster. We know that coal's unclean. There are some new technologies, but we know that coal can really be, A, expensive compared to some of the newer technologies, and a lousy idea in terms of the miners' health. Now, the miners say, well, you know, we want this, or some miners say that. But the problem for Trump in this coal business is that we've moved on. The science has moved on. We know better. And this is one more sort of reactionary look at the way things were done that he wants to bring back. The whole issue of climate change is, to me, one of the worst things that Trump is mucking around with. He doesn't seem to care about the children and the grandchildren and all the people in China who are walking around with masks on their faces and what this country used to look like before we brought on these new rules and technologies. The coal is just a small part of it. The larger part of it is his attempt to roll back the kinds of things that we know work.
Rubbed my eyes twice when I read this morning. Speaker Paul Ryan says he's going to give House Republicans another crack at a health care overhaul.
Well, David, I think it's scary because now they're going to be negotiating in secret, and one day we'll wake up because they have a majority in the House and they have a majority in the Senate, and they'll wake up one day and they'll say, okay, we've got it resolved. We were able to give out enough things to enough people so that everybody will grudgingly come on board, and then we'll be back where we started. The Senate still will be a problematic place for them. But when we talk about transparency, we haven't got it. And it's going to be done in the dark of night.
We go now to Chairman Devin Nunes of the Intelligence Committee, who yesterday said he would not recuse himself despite calls for him to do so because of what's alleged as a too close a relationship with President Trump. Now says his panel will not interview more witnesses in the investigation of Russian meddling in the election until two intelligence chiefs return for a briefing with lawmakers.
Well, yeah, anything to put it all off. We have the disgraceful long list of people who have dealt with the Russians. And we have people who are in a position to say under oath, and this is why it's so important, because some of them are now saying, well, we'll testify, but not under oath. Well, if you're not going to testify under oath, it means you intend to lie. I can't see any other way out of it. What could that possibly mean? You're worried that you will be perjuring yourself and you'll go to jail, which is why we see Roger Stone and Paul Manafort and all the others who are about to testify. If they are not subpoenaed, then what good is testifying if you know that the potential for lying is there?
Groups that help low-income families, Alan, get food assistance are alarmed by a recent drop in the number of immigrants seeking help. Some families are even canceling their food stamps and other government benefits for fear that receiving them will affect their immigration status or lead to deportation, from the New York Times.
Well, put yourself in their place. Of course, that's right. The Trump people are bragging that they've arrested more and that they've sent them somewhere else or that they've imprisoned them. Put yourself in the place of somebody who might be undocumented. You know, David, on an even more sort of titillating question is the question this morning of whether or not the Trump people will attend the long-vaunted correspondence dinner. Now, you and I both know that I've had real questions about the coziness of this in the past, and that includes the state level also. The New York Times won't send their people there for exactly that reason. You know, it's as if you're playing hockey and everybody's beating each other over the head with hockey sticks, and then towards the end you see them all walking off with their arms around each other. It creates a sense that nothing means anything. Now, Trump is at war with the press, and we know it. And his attempt here is to send a message, and not only that, everybody in the administration is apparently forbidden to go also. So one wants to say this is symbolic of the press is the enemy of the people, and that's disgusting. On the other hand, I've often had my doubts about whether this is a good idea.